your stock fix this evening. Alex,
10 cent?
Yes, I'm going for 10 cents.
10 cents, sir.
So, I mean, South African investors obviously can buy a 10 cent or you can buy it indirectly through Naspers or Prosus. For me, 10 cent is reporting Q3 results on the 13th of November. If you look at the share price and overall sentiment or relative to the set of results, investors are expecting it to be relatively weaker than usually. I think that there's going to be positive developments, specifically on the gaming side. Mobile gaming, I think, is going to pick up. Also, the consolidation of Supercell, that's a mobile gaming business they've got, well, I think will give remind investors that gaming is still growing very, very aggressive for Tencent. Tencent is not ex-growth gaming yet, and that's the key. And you might need more information also before coming from those particular investments. At the same time, you've got your fintech potential, which is still as strong as ever, specifically the payments and the likes. I think, you know, this is a good buying opportunity for a continued strong medium to long-term theme.
Yeah, okay. Joseph, you're going for Anglo-American.
Anglo-American think that they're going to have a cash cow in copper somewhere outside South Africa.
Yeah, it's going to mint, it's going to print money.
They're going to be printing cash.
Doesn't that make you nervous when companies start saying that?
Well, they want to go for Black Friday, but certainly I think in the momentum, they've been trying to excite investors. So I think, you know, there's a little bit of momentum for them in the next 3 to possibly 6 months. It could still touch 400. So we've got our target price about 400 on a PE, relative PE valuation basis. So if you look in terms of our other valuation models, possibly it's about 424. From where it is. So if you want to do short term, given the spicing they're talking about in terms of printing money, get it for momentum.
Okay, great. Joseph, Alex, thanks very much for joining us this evening. Alex Dace is from Mtombo Wealth, Joseph Boucher from JM Boucher Investments, and we'll be back with Stockwatch tomorrow night at 7:30. Have a good evening.